Dean, gusty tonight and colder. Sunshine's coming back for the weekend. Each day, mostly partly cloudy by Sunday. A little warmer, too, by then. Temperatures drop to early morning, 40 to mid-40s. Sunshine tomorrow, breezy, mid-50s. Tomorrow, early evening, chilly. Falling temperatures through the 50s and 40s, overnight 35 to 40. Saturday afternoon sunshine, a high of 60. It's only 40 to midnight temperatures of near 70. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Shine on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
I can't get through. Where are you? Okay, I'm not guilty, but the guys that came after me were all members of the Council on Foreign Relations. One of the individuals was a guy named Captain Coast Guard, Captain Arthur French, and he started the whole medical NAVIC board or whatever, where the Coast Guard took over the Merchant Marine, even though the Merchant Marine was a separate and distinct service. But his name is Captain Arthur French, and if you know Melinda Gates, as in Bill Gates, who's a corporate super soldier, and so is Elon Musk, a corporate super soldier, and Vladimir Putin, a corporate super soldier, and did I say Elon Musk? Yes. All of these, and did I say Gavin Newsom? Yes, a corporate super soldier. All of these individuals, whether it be Vladimir Putin in Russia or Joe Biden in the United States as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, where these individuals worship Lucifer. That's why you have Lucifer Ace in the vaccines. And the vaccines are spelled with three X's, like triple X, like Vin Diesel, like kill you kind of stuff. Captain Arthur French, Melinda Gates's maiden name is French. So this guy is related to, and I believe that Melinda Gates is as well, Smith, Glaxo, Klein, French, one of these large big pharma companies, families that are tied to the weapons manufacturers and the bankers, the royal families of Europe predominantly, and Asia, Japan, and China, and Korea, and Vietnam, Nguyen, N-G-Y-U-E-N, I think I'm spelling that wrong, but the Nguyen family from Vietnam, I think DM as well, from Vietnam. And you get into like the Khmer Rouge, which was a very ancient dynastic empire. And if you go to and even look at the buildings and who and what the Khmer Rouge were, we went to war with them. And this is Cambodia and Laos and Vietnam and Asia, let alone Japan and, you know, many of the other countries in China. And this has been going on for a very long time. We're talking thousands of years, you know, and it's almost like Brave New World. I think it was, what, Aldous Huxley, 1984. Was that George Orwell? George Orwell is not his real name, of course. Ian Fleming with the Bond series, who was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations himself. But I got surrounded by these people where Captain Arthur French, because they could not get me or force me into a psych exam. They wanted to do it before any hearing to basically preclude me from any hearing and say that I was not fit to be prosecuted in an administrative military tribunal, which was clearly a military tribunal because the prosecutor was a JAG officer in the Coast Guard that's not supposed to have JAG officers, not active. The only time is when they're in the Navy, get transferred over, because the Coast Guard is not supposed to be a branch of military. It's not created as one. We're not supposed to have branches of military outside of the Department of Defense. The Coast Guard is in the Department of Homeland Security that it helped create. And it took, and it voluntarily took on Title 10 and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Admiral Allen, Thad Allen, did this, and he's at NASA now trying to destroy it from within, take it down, and or turn it into some kind of quasi-police military or military police agency that will take over and police via using, just like the Coast Guard is, military law, which it's not supposed to. And you know, the Coast Guard was under administrative law, which was actually created for it, or so we thought for it. It was actually created so that it could take on voluntarily and change military law like it has and wipe away posse comitatus, so that a branch of military, and if one branch of military can do this, then all branches of military can do this. They can use the precedence of the Coast Guard doing this, to where the Coast Guard is saying that it can carry on civilian law enforcement as a branch of military, and it can board your private vessels, both commercial and public. And you see what they're going to do in Canada, where they're going after truckers for protesting, which they don't have the right to do in Canada, because they're not a constitutional republic like we are. They are a constitutional monarchy, and Justin Trudeau has sworn allegiance to the British crown, the British German crown. And it is German because even when we fought a revolutionary war, a war of independence here in the United States, we fought it against King George III. And guess what? He didn't speak English. He spoke German. Yep. And that's why a lot of people joked, quote unquote, joked. And I say that or use that term loosely because it's pretty sick and twisted if you consider it a joke, but said that, you know, we would all be speaking German if we hadn't won the Revolutionary War. And, you know, I say we did win, but the British German royal family have taken their sweet time and bidden their time with Biden and many others before him. Jimmy Carter was a founding member of the Trilateral Commission. But Captain Arthur French was one of many who, you know, Brzezinski, who was a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, wearing a uniform of a branch of military under his black robes as if he's, wait, a member of a branch of military. And then, oh, wait, he's pretending to be a civilian and carrying on a civilian military tribunal because the prosecutor was a JAG officer in uniform of the Coast Guard. And this is going on, and no one is lifting much of a hand or a finger to help me and explain this and make this clear to people that, look, if they do this to one of us, because we live in a common law country, even, you know, England is a common law country, Canada is a common law country, but it's a constitutional monarchy, which is much different. But what they do to one of us, they can do to all of us. And so when any of us come under attack, people need to step forward, circle the wagons, and protect the individual, because you're not just protecting the individual, you're protecting your own legal rights. Because like a police officer gives you a ticket and there's no law for whatever you did. You didn't break a law. If you just pay your ticket and don't go in and fight it and stand your ground and stand your ground for everyone else as well in a common law country, then you just help make law for the state against the people, without actually being legislated. And a lot of this, like Justin Trudeau, is a tyrant because he's using administrative law. He's using kingly law. He's using prerogative law. He's not using parliament or law made by parliament. And they have a parliament, not a Congress. And there is a difference between the two. Look into it. It's important. I've heard people in Orange County say that they believe that we should have a parliament instead. And I disagree because I don't want to live in a kingdom. And that's what these guys are pushing. They're trying to take down and are taking down and doing a change of state moving us from the nation state to the corporate state, where the rules that were made under the administrative state, which was came about from the Administrative Procedure Act, APA, Title V, USC, United States Code, in 1946/1947, where they merged and married all three of the great powers, the legislative, executive, and judicial powers together under the executive branch. SEC is an example, Securities and Exchange Commission, all these administrative agencies that are carrying on their own courts under the executive branch, where there's Supreme Court case law, Reed versus Covert, that says we're not supposed to have a competing system of courts within the executive branch and the judiciary. We're supposed to have one in the judiciary, Article 3 court, or that's separation of powers. We'll be right back. 504-556-9696.
Somebody when disaster who has not strikes, called in before. Keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
If you are or know of a veteran, first responder, senior citizen, or disabled person who lives in Louisiana and was affected by any hurricane this year, please listen carefully. MDR Disaster Relief and Veterans Outreach, in conjunction with FEMA and local authorities, is providing household items, construction materials, and home repair assistance, all at no charge. To learn more, please contact Joe at 717-623-0164 or Kim at 717-255-9168 or ask your department to call. Again, the numbers are 717-623-0164. That's 717-623-0164 or 717-255-9168. That's 717-255-9168. MDR is here for you.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle team.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
All right, so I sent a link, and it needs to get out to everyone. It's a link about mandatory... Well, I'll read you the actual title. You can go on to BitChute and find this. Type in brain jabbed. And then it has in parentheses, compelling evidence of nanotech in the vaccines, in the quote unquote vaccines, because everybody should know by now they're not vaccines. They're gene therapy and they're not therapy. They're kill shots. The, you know, Pfizer, the logo, the corporate logo for Pfizer, since it is a member, a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations, is the first rider of the apocalypse, of the four riders, of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, because that is the logo for the Council on Foreign Relations. That is the logo for the corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Pfizer is a member. Pfizer is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Johnson & Johnson, Janssen, BioEngine, on and on and on and on. Merck. There's so many. Many of these chemical corporations that are big pharma were also, they're like DuPont, which was also a weapons manufacturer. And many of these things that they make have been turned, like I was saying the other day about GE and Transformers and how they were dumping these Transformers all over the United States in lakes, rivers, and oceans, much like DuPont was doing with Teflon, burying it. And I believe, from everything I know and everything I've read and everything I've seen and everything I've experienced, that this was not just dirty tricks of a corrupt corporation like General Electric that was started by J.P. Morgan Jr., a British agent, much like Cecil Rhodes and J.P. Morgan's father and J.P. Morgan's father's father, who was a banker who was funded and backed by the British German crown. And it is German, like I said. It's British German. King George III, that we fought a revolutionary war and war of independence against, didn't speak English. He spoke German. I'm sorry to tell you that. I hate to wake you up. And the Germans have taken over Rome. Ratzinger, he's the top pope. There's two popes. He's the, and there's a term for it. I forget what it is. I'll think of it. Conciliar, I forget. But so when Ratzinger resigned, he didn't fully resign. He gave up some of his duties and obligations and benefits and perks and blah, 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 blah. And when he turned it over to the current pope, but there's two popes, if you know, third, if you don't want to, if you want to include the Eastern pope, which goes back, and if you follow the practices of this, the Roman Empire is the church. It's one and the same. And I'm sorry, you know, if there was ever a time, I think, I want to say John Paul was supposedly the chemical salesman who to protect him. And I think he sold to the Nazis different chemicals. And this gets into the chemical corporations like IG Farben, you know, Smith, Glaxo, Klein, French. They made mustard gas and mustard. Hey, good stuff. Yellow mustard. French's. The family names, and that's where, like, even Thomas Jefferson was working with one of the DuPonts, and this was towards weapons and getting gunpowder and more. And I think some of it may have been towards protecting the United States. But one of the things that they're trying to do, not only tear down statues of Washington and Jefferson and Lincoln and all of these others, but tear down the concepts of the founding, and that they did try to do something different. They did try to put it in our own hands so that we could better protect ourselves and get into and not have all kinds of filings and paperwork and this and that, where you could go in and state your case, which now you can't, because there's a whole administrative bureaucracy for you to even get into and have your day in court. Trust me, I've been there, done that. I ended up getting thrown out on the street by private security at the federal courthouse in Los Angeles, and ended up across the street at John Kerry. Don't tase me, bro. Please, please, don't tase me, bro. That John Kerry, Swiftboat John Kerry. John Kerry, who's not only a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, but he's also a memberhood of the Brotherhood of Death, the Lodge number 322. Which has lodges both at Harvard and at Yale that are one and the same, basically. And the Brotherhood of Death gets into, like I was mentioning before, about how they turned me over to the head of the CIA at the time, Porter Goss, where Senator Feinstein is doing this. And these are communists. These are fascists. These are anti-American, un-American agents working for the British German crown. And the British German crown is royalist, first and foremost. But they use communism, they use capitalism, they use fascism, they use collectivism, They use banking. They use all of these tools to go after, like they did in France, and the using the three Napoleons to basically turn the French Revolution into a military dictatorship, which is, you know, what they've done here. The Coast Guard is now a special branch of military in Homeland Security, where we're not supposed to have any branches of military, but we do. And this branch of military now operates under its own code of conduct. And this is why we had the Uniform Code of Military Justice created, because they had done all this kind of stuff between World War I and World War II. And the Coast Guard was subsumed into the Department of Navy under the Department of War, and then kicked out and put under Title V and Title 14, to where the Coast Guard was a civil service, a police and maritime regulatory force. And we really shouldn't have any, you know, constabulary agencies. We've seen what's happened with, you know, the FBI was involved in my stuff. They tried to connect me to Timothy McVeigh. And it's like, what? And this all happened around 2001, 2000, 2001-ish. I wrote a letter, it was a little bit after this, to Norm Mineta. Remember that name? Secretary of Transportation. We have a statutory right to write to the Secretary of Transportation. They played a bunch of games with all of this. They used that letter of mine to the Secretary of Transportation as evidence against me in this, what was clearly a military tribunal. Because if you look at the how it was constituted, they said I was a civilian, which the military is not supposed to get involved in anything to do with civilians, basically, foreign or domestic. But they are and have been. And the more that we do it overseas in places like Iraq and soon to be Iran and, you know, the Ukraine or Russia or whatever, you know, Biden is tied to the hip with Hillary Clinton. He sat in on a lot of these meetings. You've heard about the latest indictments from Durham. I don't think Durham is going to be quick enough. I don't think, unless he starts, you know, bringing in military prosecutors and going after these people, because we are in a state of war and have been almost indefinitely since World War II. State of emergency, you call it, you name it. I don't know how he would be able to do that, especially with Biden, who is extremely conflicted because he's one of the ones who needs to be arrested, along with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Chelsea Clinton and anything stemming from the Clintons, let alone John Bolton, John Negroponte, if he's still even alive, John Kerry, and more, who are all involved in this at the hip, and they're working as agents for the Crown. Anyone who is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations swears an oath of allegiance to the Council on Foreign Relations, and all other oaths, like to the United States or the Constitution or the American people, are null and void. So even people like Gavin Newsom, who swore an oath as the governor of California, he doesn't believe in, and he knew when he swore to that oath, that he does not believe in the oath of office of being governor of California, and that he believes in the oath to the World Economic Forum that he swore a different oath to. And the World Economic Forum is a constitutional monarchy in Europe. In Europe, it's a constitutional monarchy, a kingdom that he's a member of. He's a prince of the New World Order. We'll be back. 504-556-9696. This is Eric Schein, your host, Maritime Matters / Room 5150.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait, communicate. Visit getagameplan.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Baton Rouge State Representative Barry Ivey unloads on colleagues at the House after they table his state Supreme Court map without discussion. It would have added a majority black district. Ivey says he's learned if legislation doesn't have the backing of deep-pocketed special interest groups, it won't pass.
We squash debate. We don't debate issues. We have everything pre-planned, organized. Look, we've got the political machines and operating full throttle all the time.
GOP Covington Representative Mark Wright moved to table Ivey's bill. Alexandria Republican Lance Harris says of the matter, quote, life does not give you what you want, it gives you what you deserve, unquote. The redistricting session ends Sunday, but lawmakers may be finished by tomorrow evening. Shreveport police are investigating the city's 11th homicide of the year. A man found shot and dying outside a home on Mansfield Road Wednesday. The victims identified as 30-year-old Tomel Henry. Cops are seeking a suspect, 27-year-old Arkeely Holmes Jr., for the crime. This is news on LRN.
Well, health officials say the Omicron variant is spreading rapidly in the U.S. and in Louisiana.
The Louisiana Department of Health says the Omicron variant is surging in the state.
Most of Louisiana's hospitalizations are unvaccinated.
And we can almost assure that a vaccinated child will not be ill enough with COVID to require hospitalization.
Get vaccinated. Get your booster. Let's give COVID-19 the boot.
COVID-19 has put a strain on teachers, school employees, and their students. It has killed over 15,000 people in Louisiana and caused long-term social and emotional damage to our children. We must prioritize the overall health of students and the educators who serve them. Increasing our vaccination rate will help, but we also need to increase school funding to support mental health services, staff retention and recruitment, and remediation programs to help students catch up. We see how important schools are. Now it's time to give them the funding that our students and teachers deserve. Paid for by the Louisiana Federation of Teachers and School Employees.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. live on WGSO Radio for a brand new season of In the Paint.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey y'all, The Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Let's talk about America, not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
Groovy, baby. All right. So, if you go to BitChute, it's B-I-T, like bits, nanobits even. Shoot, like in parachute? No, maybe. No, like bits, like shoot, like a shoot that delivers you bits. Oh my, OMG. Yeah. So anyways, brain jabbed, B-R-A-I-N, jabbed as in, no, shot, J-A-B-B-E-D, compelling evidence of nanotech in the vaccines, quote unquote, because they're not, and they even say in here the so-called vaccines or the, but there's two, and we're going to post them. The links will be up there with the archive of this show. But let me read the bio or the synopsis, I guess. Evidence is mounting by the day, which shows that every make of COVID-19 jab is packed with carbon nanotubes and associated self-assembling interbody nano network technology. In today's show, and this is, I don't know if it was one, two, or three. It was three of three. There's one of three, two of three, and three of three. And it's, I'm trying to find the names of the two individuals. And I have it here somewhere, but let me read this first. Evidence is mounting day by day or by the day, which shows that every maker of COVID-19 jab is packed with carbon nanotubes and associated self-assembling intrabody nano network technology. In today's show, and this is their show, not mine, but I'm passing it on. In today's show, we present evidence from many independent studies produced in several different countries, which have carefully examined, and oftentimes are using electron microscopes and other like high-tech technology that's not available to everybody and their mother, examine the contents of the so-called vaccines. And many of these vaccines, the bottles, the vials, are being destroyed. There's a protocol that is telling doctors and nurses and hospitals, like, Kaiser Permanente, which was started by Henry J. Kaiser, who built a bunch of Liberty ships, and they all sank because of poor construction and shaving off the dollar. He met with Nixon and started Kaiser Permanente, the first one. Anyways, produced in several different countries, which have carefully examined the contents of the so-called vaccines. From this evidence, we are confident that the jab's main purpose is not a vaccine. It doesn't, they've even admitted it, it's not intended for, and it's not used for, and it's not specific to any kind of a virus. It's more general. It'll make you feel better. You won't feel as bad if it doesn't kill you, and if the vaccine doesn't kill you, or the virus. It's quite difficult to explain the evidence to a layperson because most people are not familiar with recent advances in intrabody nanotechnology. There's sensors involved. There's antenna involved. It's basically like a cell system, you know, for your cell phone and with, you know, a computer driving it all and switching to where it's intended to run your body for, okay, maybe not you, but run your body for someone else with external input. And to where they can basically literally take over your body, invasion of the body snatchers, and where you will open your mouth and go, oh, and point at people who don't have this stuff in their body, who haven't gotten the vaccine. And I'm joking, of course, but a lot of these movies, even the concept of vampires, you know, you get to invite them in, are, you know, a way of getting the truth out there in a very creative manner. But what is going on here is literally invasion of the body snatchers, because these guys are wanting to snatch your bodies and turn you into biological robots that will do what you're told via the 5G and or then 6G and or whatever type of distribution, but it's through distribution network, but whatever kind of broadcast they want to put out. And tell you and or other bodies like, oh, wait, act crazy and attack people. Oh, you mean like in Dawn of the Dead and or The Walking Dead? Oh, okay, cool. Then all the movies we've seen are real and they're about people going nuts and crazy because their bodies have been taken over by a veterinarian who is the head of Pfizer, that has as the logo a rider of on a white horse of the apocalypse, something that used to be on Roman coins, the empire that ruled the world in the day, and they want it again, and they want to claim you as a piece of their property where you will work and you will slave until you drop dead as their piece of property. It's the same old, Why do you think they call him an Antichrist? Because A, it's a man, just like in Rome, who was deified and made into a king. Just like you saw in the movie 300, where it was the Persian king, Darius, I think, or whatever his name was. Same thing, who thought he was a man god. A man who was made into a god by all those who bent a knee to him and bowed their head. Unlike the 300 who stood up and helped try to save the Greeks and the Athenians and others from being overrun by a Muslim horde. And nothing against, this is something that predates Western civilization. I mean, Israel or the Kingdom of Judea, and I'm talking of the kingdom, not the republic or people who believe in self-governance, because even Israel or Judea or Judah is not a democratic republic like the United States. There is no country out there like the United States. Many have tried, but India is doing, actually pretty well right now. You won't hear about it in the news. You may eventually someday, but they know and have been up against the crown before, and they know the games. They went in and tried to take over the textile industry in India because they were covetous of it. Because they tried to replicate, they tried to steal it, they tried to copy it, and they still couldn't do it because the people in India had been at it for so long, for thousands of years, and you couldn't do any better than them. I mean, and that's where a lot of the textiles and the silk and more came from, nylon, that was used in the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire is the new European Union. It's basically recreated and put back together all of the former, not just dynastic, but empires. Spain was an empire in its day. Portugal was an empire in its day. The Dutch were an empire in their day. The Germans were an empire. The French, the British, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now they're all together again. And it's the new Roman age. And that's why they want to put the logo of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs that has married itself to it, literally, and has merged with it, and that created not only the Bilderbergs, but also the World Economic Forum. And the World Economic Forum is a constitutional monarchy. And guys like Justin Trudeau, who's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations himself, swore allegiance when he swore in 2015 as the Prime Minister of Canada to the Queen, Queen Elizabeth, and the British German Royal Crown Empire. History is repeating itself, and they do want to, and they are using this technology, and that's why there's such a rush for it. It's not perfected. There is a window here to stop this, but everybody needs to become knowledgeable. Everybody needs to become active. Everybody needs to start sticking up for and circling the wagons on people like myself who have come out and been trying to. I could go into involvement with, and I used to have a program on Alex Jones' program or network, GCN, Genesis Communications Network. I've been trying to get out. I keep getting taken off the air. Like, I was taken off the air on GCN because I couldn't upgrade my microphone and headset or whatever. I actually ended up on the street because of what Homeland Security and the Coast Guard did to me. And I'm not in the Coast Guard, never been in it, never been an employee of quote unquote Homeland Security. They actually had federal police. The Federal Protective Services police, who they kept opening the door to this military tribunal that they had me in, where they were trying to prove that I was medically, mentally incompetent and then forced me to be my own counsel, even though our shipping articles, which are constitutional in nature, this is maritime, general maritime and admiralty law, which is constitutional or on par with constitutional law. It is derivative of the Constitution. We work on things called articles of agreement, which are the same that were shipping articles. That are articles of agreement, where we have legal aid, but the union who had been sued and the federal employers, the shipping companies who had been sued in federal court, got the Coast Guard to bring a counter complaint under administrative law, bring me into what ended up being a military tribunal, prosecuting me in there for my civil complaints, using my civil complaints and my whistleblower letters against me as evidence, tried to force me. And if you don't think this is coming your way, forget about jabs. They want to force everyone into psych exams, which are, it's another pseudoscience, to where psychiatry is, you know, they basically get to throw stuff in the DSM or Diagnostics and Statistics Manual that was created by the military in World War I for the doughboys and more. They want to force you, if you want to live in this society, to have a psych exam at least once a year, maybe twice a year. And that's coming your way too. And you can already start to see the signs of it from PERT, P-E-R-T. We'll get back with that.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on February 23rd, it's the original Wild Chapatulas. And on March 2nd, Big D and Friends. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Hi, I'm Dickie Brennan, and I'd like to invite you to our new Black Duck Bar, located on the second floor of Palace Cafe. Rum is the chosen spirit of Palace Cafe's Black Duck Bar and features an extensive rum collection from all over the world. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., with half-price small plates, local draft beer, and tap wine. Look forward to seeing you soon at Palace Cafe's new Black Duck Bar.
Moving, redecorating? Let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Okay, this is part three of the series that Eric's talking about, Brain Jabbed. It's a minute and 4 seconds, and you can find the link to this on the website to Eric's show, Maritime Matters, at WGSO.com.
Obviously, if somebody gets this injected into them, it spreads about their whole body, and so there's lots of discrete parts, and you think, having looked at all of the scientific literature of in vivo nanotechnology, all of these things communicate with each other continuously using nano antennas. So there's a wireless network that runs throughout your body. So do you just want to say some things about that?
Yeah. Yes. Well, these systems would be no use if they can't communicate with each other, because an individual sensor actuator doesn't do anything unless there's some communication. So there has to be some kind of network structure. Now, there are a lot of issues with these intra-body network structures that, as I think we mentioned earlier, aren't related to conventional networks that we're familiar with.
Yeah, the, transmitting electromagnetic signals through the skin has a different set of problems.
Yeah, and through tissues, through the fluids in the body. So designing these networks...
All right, we're back. And you heard it. That was part three of three, and I think it's only a minute and something long, but it gets into, and I think that was a pretty good introduction into the topic matter about these control devices that are being built inside your body. And this gets into 5G, soon to be 6G, sixth generation nanotechnology and more, to where guys like Elon Musk and others already have it. Bill Gates and others already have it as graduates of the World Economic Forum. It's kind of like, you know, you go to college and you they give you a free computer at the end. Well, guess what? You go to college at the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program. They give you a free computer at the end too, but it's you. It's inside of you. And so when you graduate, you get all kinds of free good stuff like knowledge and intellect and more, to where you too can be better than as AI, artificial intelligence. And I know they made a Star Trek series or episode off of this where Khan, you know, anybody remember James T. Kirk and his nemesis Khan, which was Ricardo Montalban back in the series and I think the movie, of course. To where these super human beings, and you can call them super because they're revved up and not because they're better than us or in any way, shape, or form. They're probably more evil and worse than us. And if you haven't realized this and you think that Elon Musk is your friend, he puts more, he's more interested in, you know, retiring, if not being buried on Mars, than he is about your civil rights, about your human rights, about your constitutional rights and protections, about your, and you heard Harry, you know, freedom of speech is overrated. And his wife, Meghan Merkel, who wants to run for president because she's now a royal member of the royal crown, British German royal family. And somehow that gives her a toehold, a better toehold than Joe Biden for being a prince of the New World Order, which is a worldwide system of kingdoms where the person in charge, the human being in charge, is made into a god and becomes an antichrist because of that, by that. The four riders of the apocalypse, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, are man-made. They're like, you know, wow, all these members of the Council on Foreign Relations that are represented by the logo, the first rider on the white horse, the first rider with his hand up to the stars, with his hand pointing to Aldebaran. I think it's a star, and I forgot what constellation it kind of sits off of. It's not the North Star or whatever, but it's, go look it up, Aldebaran. I lived on Aldebaran way back in the day, back in Mobile in Alabama when I was working for General Electric and the Navy, et cetera. And the ties and everything that's gone on with Will Cooper and his book, Behold the Pale Horse, and what he has in there in chapter two, I say is right on the money. He gets into the Council on Foreign Relations, like I've been trying to push and trying to get people to wake up to. And even Val Lappin yesterday was trying to get people to wake up to and look into not only what's gone on with me, but what is, what I've been trying to blow the whistle on and complain about. And I didn't even realize that I'd been surrounded by all of these members on the Council on Foreign Relations and World Economic Forum and these secret societies like Book and Snake that Porter Goss is a member of, who's the head of the CIA, who basically I was turned over to by Senator Feinstein, who's had a Chinese spy. Even in San Diego, they had a U.S. attorney who was a Chinese spy as a U.S. attorney, Carol C. Lam, who has left the country and gone back to China, but she was actively involved and turned on by Senator Feinstein and her goons and her thugs, who are, you know, Goldman Sachs, because Senator Dianne Goldman Feinstein, her maiden name is Goldman, and Feinstein, her husband, has gotten all kinds of benefits, reaped all kinds of benefits from military and federal contracts. He's a war profiteer. You know, I've been surrounded by these people. They've come after me, and they, you know, have even put up a 54-page report on the internet that they commissioned themselves and used American dollars to do it, and turned the Coast Guard into a special branch of military so that it could come after me and strip me of my naval commission somehow, and try to force me. And even though they didn't force me into a psych exam because they couldn't trick me, and I'm like, no, I need a hearing first, and you got to find something that I did. They didn't even actually charge me with any kind of a crime. And they're doing this all under administrative proceedings being run as a military tribunal, even though they're denying it. The judge is a member of the Coast Guard, a lieutenant commander. And he was also tied with 9/11, where he was trained by Kenneth Feinberg, who trained all the arbitrators and or administrative law judges so they could withstand people crying as he and others would minimize their damages and say, well, you know, come on, military personnel get $100,000 for a debt and whatever, so you don't deserve any more than that. And it's like, wait. And so not one case, and this gets into discovery and more, not one case involving 9/11 ever made it or had its day in court, ever. So they use the police, law enforcement, the executive branch, and this gets into the 9/11 report, this gets into the Warren Commission, even where Earl Warren was the head of it. It was run by the former head of the CIA, Alan Dulles, who took it over after he was fired by Kennedy, after he was involved in killing Kennedy, and used running the Warren Commission to cover up his own crimes and his brother's crimes, John Dulles, and his family's crimes, and the British royal family's crimes, in coming in and taking out under some kind of bizarre rules of conquest where there was no war declared. There was, you know, unless you want to say that the war didn't end from the War of Independence and the Revolutionary War and our own even Civil War, to where the British German Royal Crown and these Royal Crown families of Europe predominantly, but they bring in Japan and they bring in China, and they bring in the dynastic royal families from around the world, like I mentioned about Diem and Vietnam and the Nguyen family, N-G-U-Y-E-N, I think it is. I might be misspelling that, but it's been a while, and I should know that by offhand, because the Nguyen family was also one of the judges on the Ninth Circuit panel. They actually flew a judge from New York District Court, Southern District, out to San Francisco to sit on the three-member panel of the Ninth Circuit that saw my case and said that they could use military law to get my medical records that they helped create and they helped falsify, and that they used other people's medical records as if they were my own. They used medical journals as if they were my own records. So if you don't think that all this stuff going on with the pandemic is fake and false and falsified, you need to dig and dig deep and dig hard and dig fast, because it's coming your way. And support guys like Durham if he's on the up and up, and other people out there who are doing the right thing, and do the right thing yourself. Morning, peace out, class. People.
A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities and Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities and Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Join us every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO, 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.